TUK prescribed title number 2 for May 2018. I quote now, we know with confidence only when we know little. With knowledge, doubt increases. And that's an adapted quote from Goethe. Discuss this statement with references to two areas of knowledge. What are you supposed to do? You know, you're not supposed to give a yes, I agree, or no, I disagree answer. You're supposed to discuss this. Under what conditions do you agree more? And under what conditions do you agree less? And that's something that you already have to mention in the introduction as well. So what they're saying is if we know little, okay, then we're pretty confident, okay? But the more we know, the more we doubt. In other words, to put it into simple English, the more we know, the more questions we have, okay? Discuss it. And many of you are going to say, yeah, actually, that's right, okay? Because the more when we know a lot, then we also have a basis to make more questions, to ask more questions. So actually, it's right. Well, no, you're supposed to discuss it, okay? Then give me examples also where this is not the case, where if you know more, you have less questions. Okay, so what you do here is the following. You choose again your two areas of knowledge. I have no idea what you like. Knowledge in the arts and also knowledge in the natural sciences. And you want to compare these two. And then you're going to write me one paragraph. How more knowledge in the arts increases doubt. And how more knowledge in a second paragraph, how more knowledge in the arts decreases doubt. And you do the same thing for the sciences. And then you have already your four paragraphs. And a conclusion and an introduction. You got your six paragraphs together already, okay, for a mini essay. Yeah, so that is basically the thing. Come up with a balanced answer, not just saying, yeah, it's always like this, or saying, yeah, in the sciences, the more we know, the more questions we have. That's always like that, okay? No, then find me an example where this is not the case, okay? So explain a little bit, be flexible. What does it mean to have knowledge in arts, for example, or doubt in arts? Okay, that is also a question. So it could be that these words mean something different for the different areas of knowledge. Okay, I mean, what about math? I mean, if you have a math, how do you make, if you do math and you have a mathematical proof, and then you know how it works, then cool, then we found a solution, right? Does this automatically mean that you have now more questions? Or could it not mean that we have finally solved a problem and then we know it? Okay? So it's both. So what you have to do is you've got to find examples where this is the case. What does it mean, for example, if we know a lot in history? Does it always mean that if we know more in history that we always have more doubt? Or could there not also be examples that if you know more in history, then you've cleared it up and then we know it and we're happy about that, okay? And we've increased the knowledge, yeah? So that is the thing. So make sure that you make a balanced answer, and you're supposed to discuss this statement with reference to two areas of knowledge which you choose, okay? So that was now the second one. It's a little bit, the question is there's the saying, the more we know, the less we know, or how does this go? The more we... Because with every question that you answer, 10 more questions appear. That's kind of the saying. But that's not always the case, right? Sometimes it's the case, but not always. So what you do is don't just say in the arts it's always like this. The more we know, the more questions appear. And in science, it's never like this. No, but for each area of knowledge, try to find both viewpoints. We're knowing more causes more questions, and we're more knowing more causes less questions, okay? So try to find examples, specific examples, and it's probably also best to also use personal examples here. As a matter of fact, in TUK, you should do that, okay? So that's basically it.